This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Lay your head down on my shoulder, don't hold it in your hands. Tell me all your troubles and I'll try to understand. I know your heart's still tender and I know that it still hurts. But things can only get better when it seems they can't get any worse. Hold on to me, I won't let you go. You'll be okay, so hold on.
Hi there. You're listening to the Fight and Stigma Show here on Free FM 89.0, Tuina Reo o Te Hapori, and also on Raglan Community Radio, Aero FM, Otago Access Radio, and Radio Kidnappers. I'm your host, Aisa, and today I'm super excited to welcome in the studio two of my colleagues from Progress to Health, Jen and Lisa.
Morning. Hi. How are we?
Kia ora koutou. Ko Jen tōku ingoa. I'm Jen and really happy to be here.
Thank you. Stick around for that, but first, a shout out to our sponsor, Progress to Health.
Progress to Health believes in creating communities without barriers, and to achieve that, we tailor supports to adults experiencing mental health and or disabilities based on their goals to encourage recovery, independence and community involvement. Progress to Health has teams that provide peer support, recovery education, workshops, employment preparation and support, including navigation with other services. Service users are allocated a community support facilitator on referral depending on their goals to mental recovery and achievement. We have offices in Hamilton, Tokoroa and New Plymouth. So if that sounds like something you or someone you know might be interested in and you are in the Waikato DHB region, Taranaki or Taupō, then have a listen to this ad I'm about to play for Progress to Health and get in touch with us.
At Progress to Health, we provide a range of support for those who have experienced mental illness. People who have dealt with mental illness and associated disabilities are supported holistically to maximise their potential. We want to empower your journey to recovery. Check out our website, www.progresstohealth.org.nz, or call us free on 0800 77 57 57.
You won't miss out on Progress to Health's details. I'll play their ad again at the end of the show. So stick around and you can grab their contact info if it feels right for you or someone you know. All right. I'm so excited again to have Jen and Lisa, my colleagues from Progress to Health, here to talk about some exciting things that are happening at Progress to Health. To start with, Lisa, would you like to introduce yourself?
Hi, Isa, and to everyone out there. I started at Progress to Health about 2 years ago now, coming up, and that was from my horticultural background, and I had done a horticultural therapy, so using horticulture as a therapy for people in all sorts of different situations. I've loved horticulture and gardening, sharing it with my friends and doing it as a job. It's been a real great place for me.
Yeah.
And so from that, it kind of progressed that I wanted to share it with others and sort of put it on a platform that it could be more than just in your back garden, being in the community and helping each other. And so where we are now at Kara Park, it's amazing because there's lots of different people come along and can share in the joy of growing vegetables, taking them home. Today we're picking flowers for people for Valentine's Day.
Oh, that sounds cool.
And yeah, it should be good fun. It's good fun.
Thanks, Lisa. I was actually at Kara Park yesterday for one of the groups that Jen will be sharing with you soon, but I just really loved the environment and how casual and homely it is, and you know, being able to leave the group for walks in the garden and look at the produce and what's ready and not, and trying to figure out what they are, because I'm not very good, you know. I'm very big on growing herbs, but not vegetables, so that was quite an interesting for me. Jen, would you like to introduce yourself?
Well, firstly, the flowers at the garden are beautiful. They are stunning.
Totally. I can't wait to get some.
Yeah, and I love the sensory walk that's in development.
Yeah,
that
I know.
Very cool.
Yeah, it's coming along.
Yeah.
It's growing a lot.
Yeah. I see what you've done there.
I've worked at Progress to Health for, I think this year will be coming up to my third year. I'm doing group development, and the reason I'm doing that is because there are heaps of things I want to share with everyone. I love how we can use our senses to navigate our environments and to help ourselves deal with stuff. I absolutely love crochet. I have a mess of yarn in my hands right now. So that's something that I'm wanting to share with people because, like, I love that. I do that all the time. Staff meetings, everywhere I crochet. Got like 72 projects that I'm trying to deal with.
Wow.
I just can't help
that's
it.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Jen makes the most beautiful crochet projects.
She does.
And, you know, I've been trying to learn crochet for years, but I actually am a crochet collector, so
yes.
I go to the op shops and I collect all the yarn and the hooks I can find, and I've been trying to learn on my own, but it's been quite a difficult process to figure out the turns and the round bits, and Jen very patiently has tried to teach me. But I actually went to her crochet club yesterday, and it was the first time that I managed to actually follow. You know, I can see my granny square coming together, which was pretty cool. She will be sharing more about that very soon. Lisa, would you like to share a little bit about Carole Park, since you mentioned the garden and the community programs?
Yeah, absolutely. So historically, Carole Gardens has sort of been a turn-up and join-in scenario, which has been really, really great. And that sort of had that freedom of we can pick different activities to do all in the same day, cooking, picking kai, woodwork, gardening. We're also developing a sensory garden, as Jen mentioned, which that is a sensory walkway, which hopefully will provoke all the different senses of smell, touch. What else? What other senses have we got?
Taste.
Yes, you can definitely.
Our sight.
Yeah, and our sight, exactly.
Yeah.
So historically we've sort of been open to allowing everyone to come and enjoy as they please. This year we'd like to try and make things a little bit more structured so that, one, we're opening ourselves up to allowing for more people to get involved and know exactly what's happening.
True.
So starting next week, I think that's the 16th, our garden club will be on a Monday, and that will be from 9 till 3. And that is basically exactly how we've always been. And that is just a full day of doing all sorts of different activities and collecting kai, which we take to Te Whatakorowai. That's on Anglesey Street, I believe.
I think so, yeah.
And picking flowers, doing flower arrangements, mowing
seed
lawns. Sowing seeds, planting out our seedlings.
The seed bank is amazing.
Yeah, it looks so cute as well.
Collecting seeds, yeah. There are loads of different activities that we do horticulturally, depending on what the weather is doing. Then we've got our Tuesdays, which are our therapeutic Tuesdays, which is held by Jen's daughter, Alyssa, who is going to be helping with doing some chair yoga. That is from 9 till 12.
She's super excited.
Yeah.
Super excited.
Yeah, I'm excited for it. It's going to be really fun. And then
Tuesday,
we'll be taking the afternoons with
Headspace Occupied. So the thing with that is it's a support group, a peer support group for people who experience hearing voices, seeing visions. You can have sensations, you can have all sorts of things can be going on, even believing some funky things. So the idea is that it's actually a normal experience. You shouldn't be ashamed, you shouldn't hide away, you are allowed to talk freely, and you're allowed to seek support from your peers. So we'd like to build a group at Carole where people can come and receive that support, or just make friends, or Just know you're not alone. Heaps of people have variants.
If you know me through Progress to Health, I've always ran community groups. It's possibly the part of the job I enjoy the most because I see the benefit. But peer support groups are incredible for that one reason. It makes you not only realize that there's other people out there that have a similar experience, and it makes you not feel alone. Yeah. And that community is so important in learning from each other, because a lot of us live in this world outside that we think that everyone's life is perfect. Mm-hmm. But actually, once you start talking to people, there's always an experience of mental health and challenges, and you know, even if it's not directly for you, for family members. So understanding,
what others are going through,
and feeling part of something that you're not alone. It's I think the most important part of a peer support group.
Absolutely, very true. Yeah, so that's our Tuesdays. Then we head on to Wednesdays, which will continue to be a garden club in the morning from 9 to 12, and then Wire to Wednesdays.
Ooh.
Yeah, so this is a new group that we're forming, as well as the chair yoga on the Tuesdays. And so please come along and get involved. It's starting out as just forming a group that enjoy music. So you can bring along an instrument you would like to learn, or that you already know how to play, that you can share your music. We'll be talking about our different interests in music, why we like music, what we can make music out of. You can make music out of lots of different things. Even
pots
just from
and
clapping. Yeah.
And your voice.
Some
people
voice,
can make some
singing.
Really funky noises.
With
vocal cords.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Who is going to be?
So Jim and Melissa from Progress to Health will be supporting. They'll be the main people, and then I will be supporting them and the group on the Wednesday, and that's on a Wednesday afternoon. And we are hoping and looking to get a good group, and maybe even in the second term, because this will run for the first term, kind of school term time, and then the second term we're hoping to create a kapa haka group.
That'll be cool.
So that won't stop from having a music group, but it'll just be an extension of that, and we could have two or three music groups going all kind of around
I'm
the same time.
I'm
going
to start coming in on my days off.
And I mean, as same as we talked about how, you know, important for mental health can be gardening and being outside in nature, music is well known for having such a special connection in place in your brain that... Yeah, it's like music therapy, you know, why everyone connects with music. You know, I don't know anyone that don't feel moved by music in different aspects.
Some form
so,
or way.
Yeah, so that's very exciting.
Yeah, I know. I'm really excited about that. So that's our Wednesdays. Jen has her Thursdays.
Yes, so I'm there all of Thursday. We're having a Women's Day. It is, well, for women, people who identify as female and also people who identify as non-binary. We're starting the day with our crochet club. It is seriously cool. It is my favourite part of the entire week, like even over my sleep-ins. I love it. So we're just going with the flow. People are learning the basics, you know, holding a hook, you know, holding the yarn, you know, making a chain stitch, a double crochet or whatever. And we're all just working at the same pace. I'm hoping that we will all get to a point that we could do a crochet along. They are seriously fun.
Yeah.
It can be absolutely anything, like anything, and then we can all just do it together.
That would be cool.
I'm also thinking it'd be really cool if we, like, made some curtains, crocheted some curtains for Caro, because that would be, like,
super
cool.
Oh, like a collective project. Yeah. That would be really cool.
Yeah. So just have fun. A cool thing that's been happening in that is people who haven't met each other before are meeting, getting on, going for a stroll in the garden. It was just so cool to see that happen. Yeah, so cool.
Yeah, I was there yesterday for the first time, and, you know, it was so casual and relaxed and homely, and being able to just make a cup of tea and sit and connect with the yarn and the hook, and, you know, not be scared that I've been trying to learn this for 3 years and didn't get anywhere.
You did great.
And no, it was really good to see that everyone had different sort of skills, but we were still all learning the granny square together, and people trying to help each other, you know, and it was super supportive. And it was the first time that I made a few mistakes. Jen asked if I minded if she corrected the stitch or not, and she corrected for me. And then a few tries, and my ADHD brain picked it up. And I was very, very proud of being showing everyone at home.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, so the Crochet Club is definitely cool.
Yeah. After that, we sort of segue into tea and scones. They are delicious. The jam is going to be, I forgot it this week, jam, a low-sugar jam that I made at home with plums and peaches, cardamom and cinnamon. It is delicious. And the really awesome cream and lemonade scone recipe, because it's just so light and fluffy and yummy and easy. And we just all make scones together and then all eat scones together.
So good.
And then we have the Hidden Disability Support Group. So I've met a lot of people who have wanted to join support groups, but they haven't felt like the groups are right for them, right for what they experience. You know, there are existing groups for, you know, fibromyalgia, where it's just fibromyalgia, or endometriosis, and it's just that. But people often have a lot of things going on.
True, yeah.
So this is a group for women, people who are non-binary or identify as female, to be able to just come and get support in an environment where people understand how hard it is to get through the day or to get out of bed, living with chronic pain conditions. It can really be anything, absolutely anything.
Yeah, like things like long COVID and chronic fatigue.
Absolutely.
In my case, that affect me a lot. But yeah, fibromyalgia, it can be depending on how you feel, if you have autism or ADHD. And it could be a hidden disability.
They are all.
Or so, dyslexia, dyspraxia, all the dis.
Any of that. My daughter would like to join in and all this. And one of the things she deals with is that she can't answer a questionnaire or do a form very easily. In fact, one time she completed a quiz. And she got everything wrong, but then the teacher re-looked at it, and she had actually got everything right, but put it in the wrong place. So that is a disability, and that is something she struggles with. Yeah. So she'd like to be there to, you know, to do that.
Yeah, that's awesome. And again, being in a space where people just gets it, you know, because if you have a hidden disability, you're constantly having to explain yourself. Yeah. And I just find that people that don't have it just don't get it.
Yeah.
You know?
They can't.
Oh, why don't you try harder? Why don't you go to the gym? Go for a walk. And I'm like, that doesn't work for me. Yes. That makes it even worse. So the benefit of being amongst others that just gets it, and you don't have to mask it. You don't have to pretend. It's actually
just
huge.
Be you. Yeah. You're all good.
Absolutely. Mm.
Yeah. So that's something that's very new. We are just building it, so come on in, join in, help form an amazing group.
And then we've got our Fridays, which are our Foodie Fridays. normally on a Friday, which is happening today at Caro, is our Fry Bread Fridays.
Which is also so good.
Yeah, so good. They've always gone down a treat. I would hate to lose our Fry Bread Fridays.
Don't lose it.
So I'm sure we'll sneak some in.
Foodie.
Still foodie, yeah. But it is going to be a bit more concentrating on one, you know, what good food, healthy food that we can eat that's really good for our brains and our energy levels.
Yeah.
Yes.
And also what we can get out of the garden. Like sometimes people are quite scared of growing vegetables. It might take too long, or they're going to lose them because the snails will eat the plants before they get any produce from that. And so there's a bit of learning about some quick tips on how to grow some things in the backyard that are going to stop you from purchasing those things in the grocery store that might be expensive and you don't need to. And as well as just learning how to make those meals go a little bit further and make them a bit more economy.
Lentils.
Yes, lentils, beans,
amazing.
Beans.
Oh, it sounds amazing, yeah.
So it's going to be a bit of that and a bit of learning how to cook if we're lacking in some confidence to cook for ourselves.
Now, it all sounds amazing. Could you share if all those groups you mentioned, are they just open to anyone?
Absolutely.
Apart from, I know the Thursday that is a ladies-only day.
Yes.
Is there any other sort of referral criteria or how people fit in or people can just show up?
People can show up. We are going to be doing a new sort of referral. So you'll just need to write down your basic details.
Yeah.
And then that allows us to know any emergencies that might happen. But, yeah, we're trying to change it so that you don't have to have a proper referral into Progress to Health, and that that makes it a little bit easier for people to kind of join in those groups. Yeah.
All right, sounds very good. We are almost at the end of our time. Would any of you want to share like a positive story or something that you've seen through one of your groups?
Well, it's the Crochet Club is really what I've been looking at. I've got one woman who, because of medication, quite a situation was shaking. You know, so she didn't believe she'd ever be able to crochet.
Mm.
We worked for an hour. And then she was chaining, you know, and she's so excited. And then you've got people who don't know each other strolling in the garden, you know, getting to know each other.
And that social connection is actually the main benefit of social prescription,
yeah.
And I can tell for myself, I also get tremors in my hand from the long COVID. So being able to just feel like I can do it is amazing.
Anyone can do it.
Thank you. With the few minutes that we have left, I just want to read out the information of all the awesome activities that are happening at Progress to Health's Caro Gardens and that we share in this episode. So on Monday is Garden Club, and that's from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. On Tuesdays, it's Therapeutic Tuesday, so there'll be some chair yoga from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. It's a safe, low-impact type of yoga. And then in the afternoon is Headspace Occupied, which is the peer support group for if you hear voices, see any images and stuff like that, to have any of those experiences. And that's from 1 p.m. to 2:30 p.m. on Tuesdays. On Wednesdays, we also have the Caro Garden Club, again from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. In the afternoon is Waiata Wednesdays. That will be going from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. On Thursdays, it's Women's Day at Caro. So Crochet Club in the morning from 10 to 12 and the Hidden Disability Support Group in the afternoon. And that's from 1 to 2:30 p.m. Now, we're going to be sharing a little bit more about Fridays, which is the main group, when my colleague Adam come in to do a show with us. Sometimes a conversation can make all the difference. I'm about to play a list of support lines. Grab a pen and paper so you can jot them down and have them ready if you ever need them.
So the first support line that I want to give you is 1737. Now, that's pretty much what it's called, so need to talk. 1737. It's a free call or text service, and it's available 24/7, so 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So you'll get to talk or text with a trained counsellor, and their service is completely free. So if you're feeling anxious or run down, depressed, needing to talk to someone, give them a call or give them a text. 1737. The next number I want to give you is the Crisis Assessment Team, or CAT team, and their number is 0800 50 50 50. So that's assistance for people who are in crisis in the Waikato DHB region. So they're a crisis assessment team, they're part of the community mental health, so they are kind of like right up there with when things are going really, really wrong. It's very urgent care is needed around mental health. So that number again is 0800 50 50 50. The next number I want to give you is Lifeline. So Lifeline is an amazing service. It's a 24-hour telephone support service available for anyone needing emotional support. So 24/7, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Now their number is 0800 543 3354. And they have trained counsellors and just amazing people that you can have a talk to no matter what time of day it is. The next number I want to give you is the Depression Helpline. Now, the Depression Helpline is related to depression.org.nz. You may have seen some of their ads around, like the with John Kirwan. They have a whole lot of videos on the online service, but this is the phone line service. So Depression Helpline, 0800 111 757. Now, they're there if you just have someone, you need someone safe to talk to. They're available from 8 a.m. in the morning to midnight. And they're a really great service, just someone calm and like gentle to talk to about whatever's going on for you. Now, the next number I've got for you is not a mental health support line. It's actually the health line. So it's health information service for all the family, and it's staffed by registered nurses who will give information and advice. I have used this line. It's for general health, medical health, physical health, and it's really amazing because sometimes when things are going wrong with your body, you don't know what's happening. You're not sure if we need to go the ambulance route or you need to go to the hospital. They're trained nurses, so they will actually ask you a bunch of questions. You can answer them, and they'll let you know what you need to do, and it's a huge relief. So the Healthline number is 0800 611 116, and that's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The next number I want to give you is the Suicide Prevention Helpline. Now, this is support, information and resources to people who are at risk of suicide and or the family of family or whānau and friends supporting them. Now, it's available from midday to midnight and their number is 0508 Tautoko, which is 0508-828-865. Now, the next number I want to give you is the Shine Confidential Helpline. And the Shine Confidential Helpline specialises in domestic violence to help keep people safe from abuse. So their number is 0508 744 633. And the last number that I want to give you is I want to give you the Outline. Now this is a Gay and Lesbian Outline New Zealand. So it's support for people, gay and lesbian people, people who want to have someone to talk to about whatever's going on around that, because quite often we need a bit of extra support, and when you're not getting that support, that can definitely lead to mental health stuff. So this is a really great line. So the Outline, their number is 0800 688 5463.
So unfortunately, this is all we have time for today, but please check our Progress to Health social media and there'll be a post about this episode with all the information we shared today. But Lisa and Jen, thank you again for being here in the studio with us.
Thank you.
It was a pleasure.
Yeah, thanks. It's been so much fun.
Okay, take care and I'll catch you next week on the Fighting Stigma Show right here on Free FM 89.0.
At Progress to Health, we provide a range of support for those who have experienced mental illness. People who have dealt with mental illness and associated disabilities are supported holistically to maximise their potential. We want to empower your journey to recovery. Check out our website, www.progresstohealth.org.nz, or call us free on 0800 77 57 57.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.